22 horas. Vamos proceder à extração da loteria. 3.
E agora?
15.
3.
29.
Sim.
45. 36. E o número suplementar?
É hoje.
É o número 3.
Yeah, ganhei, ganhei. Estou rico. Estou rico. Eu estou rico.
5 mil.
Escuros?
Oh. Jogos Santa Casa da Misericórdia.
Rádio Universidade de Coimbra, boa noite, são 10 horas e por isso tempo para a síntese informativa. A música clássica e cantares académicos marcaram presença hoje no Dolce Vita para assinalar o Dia da Cidade. No dia do feriado municipal, que assinala a data da morte da Rainha Santa Isabel, padroeira da cidade, quem passou pela rua Dom João III, junto à entrada do centro comercial, pôde assistir a dois concertos ao vivo, interpretados por grupos musicais de referência na cidade de Coimbra. Já o grupo de instrumentos de sopros de Coimbra vai inaugurar as festividades com uma interpretação sinfónica única que promete surpreender os cidadãos de Coimbra. Assim, pelas 9:30, os antigos turnos da Universidade de Coimbra trazem ao centro comercial alguns dos temas mais marcantes do património musical da cidade. Uma equipa de investigadores de Coimbra construiu um detector para uma experiência internacional de física nuclear que decorre num laboratório alemão. Trata-se de um trabalho realizado por investigadores do Laboratório de Instrumentação e Física Experimental de Partículas, com sede na faculdade, e enviado para o laboratório de Darmstadt, na Alemanha. Vasco Gervásio foi hoje homenageado por centenas de simpatizantes de Briosa. O antigo jogador e dirigente da Académica faleceu na passada sexta-feira, vítima de doença prolongada. Na cerimónia que decorreu esta tarde no pavilhão Jorge Anjinho, estiveram presentes dois elementos da direção da Académica, o presidente José Eduardo Simões e o vice-presidente João Pedro Peixoto. Para muitas das pessoas que acompanharam o antigo jogador, é um bocado de Coimbra que se foi embora. A Ópera de Coimbra volta a apresentar este fim de semana Bastien e Bastien, de Amadeu Mozart, no Convento de São Francisco, pelas 10:45. É um projeto de Ad Liminon, na Companhia das Artes do Teatro dos Castelos e da Cooperativa de Cultura. Uma proposta à cidade e à região de um projeto que pretende ser em simultâneo experimental, popular e pedagógico, aberto a novas temáticas de estímulo ao gosto pelas artes e pela cultura. Visa ainda a inserção profissional de jovens músicos, cantores, bailarinos, juntando artes e postura cívica e procurando ainda vínculos entre o clássico e o contemporâneo. É o ponto final da síntese informativa das 10, hoje com Ligia Anjos. As notícias, elas estão de regresso quando o relógio marcar amanhã às 4 da tarde. Até lá, continuo agarrado, como sempre, aos 107.9. Vem aí Preto no Branco. Boa noite.
Online em rug.pt.
No ano em que comemora 10 anos de atividade, a Cosa Nostra partilha os seus arquivos com os ouvintes da RUC. Decadence, nas madrugadas de sábado para domingo, às 2 da manhã.
Esta semana, Patrick Ford.
O terceiro ano do curso de Teatro e Educação da ESEC apresenta Sangue no Pescoço do Gato, de Rainer Werner Fassbinder.
Vá, vamos abrir a boca. Vá, vá. Nome.
De 10 a 18 de julho às 21h30, domingo às 18h30, na Sala Grande da Oficina Municipal do Teatro.
Estado. Também não admira a senhora do nosso lado.
O acolhimento do teatrão com o apoio ao RUC.
Quero ouvir a mesma rádio que ela.
Olá, boa noite. Bem-vindos a mais uma emissão de Preto no Branco. A emissão de Preto no Branco 2 vai se situar num mundo praticamente dimensional entre o céu e a terra, conhecido geralmente como hiperespaço.
This is the universe. Big, isn't it? Thousands of suns, myriads of stars, separated by immense distances and by thin floating clouds of gas. The starlight makes the gas transparent, and where there are no stars, it appears as dark, obscuring clouds, like that great black cone over there. Hello. There's a nova. A whole solar system exploded. Someone must have been messing about with the uranium atom. No, it's not our solar system, I'm glad to say. Ah, those are called a globular cluster of stars. Rather fine. Down here in the right-hand corner, see that little chap rather like a Boy Scout's badge? It's a mass of gas expanding at thousands of cubic miles a minute. Ah, here we are. We're getting nearer home. The moon, our moon, in the first quarter. And here's the Earth, our Earth, moving around in its place. Part of the pattern, part of the universe. Reassuring, isn't it? It's night over Europe, the night of the 2nd of May, 1945. That point of fire is a burning city. It had a 1,000 bomber raid an hour ago. Here, rolling in over the Atlantic, is a real English fog. I hope all our aircraft got home safely. Even the big ships sound frightened. Listen to all the noises in the air. Listen.
Request your position. Come in, Lancaster. Come in, Lancaster.
Position nil, repeat nil. Age 27, 27. You get that? That's very important. Education interrupted, violently interrupted. Religion, Church of England. Politics, conservative by nature, labor by experience. What's your name?
I cannot read you. Cannot read you. Request your position. Can you see our signals?
Oh, give me my scallop shell of quiet, my staff of faith to walk upon, my scrip of joy, immortal diet, my bottle of salvation, my gown of glory, hope's true gauge, and thus I'll take my pilgrimage. Sir Walter Raleigh wrote that. I'd rather have written that than flown through Hitler's legs.
I cannot understand you. Hello, Lancaster. We are sending signals. Can you see our signals? Come in, Lancaster. Come in, Lancaster.
You seem like a nice girl. I can't give you my position. Instruments gone, crew gone too. All except Bob. Here, my Sparks. He's dead. The rest all bailed out on my orders. Time 0335. You get that?
Crew bailed out 0335.
Station Warrenden, Bomber Group A, G for George. Send them a signal. Got that?
Station Warrenden, Bomber Group A, Apple, G George.
They'll be sorry about Bob. We all liked him.
Hello, G George. Hello, G George. Are you all right? Are you going to try and land? Do you want a fix?
My name's not G. George, it's P. Peter. Peter D. Carter. D's for David. Squadron leader Peter Carter. No, I'm not going to land. Undercarriage is gone. Inner port's on fire. I'm bailing out presently. I'm bailing out. Take a telegram.
Got your message. Received your message. We can hear you.
Telegram to my mother. Mrs. Michael Carter, 88 Hampstead Lane, London, Northwest.
88 Hampstead Lane, London.
Tell her that I love her. You'll have to write this for me, but what I want her to know is that I love her very much, that I've never shown it to her, not really, but that I've loved her always, right up to the end. Give my love to my two sisters, too. Don't forget them.
Received your message. We can hear you. Are you wounded? Repeat, are you wounded? Are you bailing out?
What's your name?
June.
Yes, June, I'm bailing out. I'm bailing out, but there's a catch.
you.
Hello, Peter, do not understand. Hello, Peter, can you hear me?
Hello, June. Don't be afraid. It's quite simple. We've had it, and I'd rather jump than fry. After the first 1,000 feet, what's the difference? I shan't know anything anyway. I say, I hope I haven't frightened you.
No, I'm not frightened.
Good girl.
You Sparks, you said he was dead. Hasn't he got a shoot?
Captain Ribbons, cannon shell. June, are you pretty?
Not bad.
Can you hear me as well as I hear you?
Yes.
You've got a good voice. You've got guts, too. It's funny, I've known dozens of girls. I've been in love with some of them, but an American girl whom I've never seen and who I never shall see will hear my last words. That's funny. It's rather sweet. June, if you're around when they pick me up, turn your head away.
Perhaps we can do something, Peter. Let me report it.
No, no one can help. Only you. Let me do this in my own way. I want to be alone with you, June. Where were you born?
Boston.
Mass?
Yes.
That's a place to be born. History was made there. Are you in love with anybody? No, no, don't answer that.
I could love a man like you, Peter.
I love you, June. Your life, and I'm leaving you. Where do you live? On the station?
No, in a big country house about 5 miles from here. Lee Woodhouse.
Old house?
Yes, very old.
Good, I'll be a ghost and come and see you. You're not frightened of ghosts, are you? It'd be awful if you were.
I'm not frightened.
What time will you be home?
Well, I'm on duty till 6. I have breakfast in the mess, and then I have to cycle half an hour. I often go along the sands. This is such nonsense.
No, it's not. It's the best sense I ever heard. I was lucky to get you, June. Can't be helped about the parachute. I'll have my wings soon anyway. Big white ones. I hope they haven't got all mud, and I'd hate to have a prop instead of wings. What do you think the next world's like? I got my own ideas.
Peter.
I think it starts where this one leaves off, or where this one could leave off if we listened to Plato and Aristotle and Jesus. With all our little earthly problems solved, but with greater ones worth the solving. I'll know soon enough anyway. I'm signing off now, June. Goodbye. Goodbye, June.
Hello, G for George. Hello, G George. Hello, G George. Hello.
Still waters and gazed Alors vois-tu, voilà ce qui s'est passé. Nous sommes vus environ 4 km, nous avons foncé l'un sur l'autre. Nous avons piqué, redressé, etc. Quand je suis parvenu à me glisser derrière lui, il a envoyé une rafale comme ça. Il a piqué, j'ai cru que j'avais touché, mais le salaud m'est revenu par derrière, il m'a refilé un de ses écharpes, il m'a touché à mort.
Oh, bad luck, old boy.
Name and rank.
Socios here?
No, we don't.
Okay, we'll stay. Officer's quarters, of course.
We're all the same up here, Captain.
Excuse me, brother.
Take over.
I wish I could make a phone call.
From here, that'd be long distance.
Flying Officer Trubshaw.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You can't wait here any longer. You must be mistaken about your captain.
Well, if anyone's mistaken, it's not me.
Mistakes don't happen here.
But this is the air crew section, isn't it?
You should know.
Peter couldn't have got away with it. Besides, you checked his invoice for me, didn't you?
Yes. It was against the regulations.
Regulations are made to be broken. He was due here half an hour after me. This is his section, and he hasn't reported. So he's either AWOL, or there's been a mistake.
There hasn't been a mistake here for 1,000 years.
Oh. So there have been mistakes.
The girl that was here before me, she was here 640 years.
Holy smoke!
She said when the records don't balance, all the alarm bells start ringing in the records office.
I bet they do. Proper flap, eh?
Yes. That's only the living records. Everyone on Earth has a file. Russian, Chinese, black or white, rich or poor, Republican or Democrat.
Holy smoke. If anybody told me the clerks were working away up here, just like on Earth.
Everyone here is allowed to start how they like.
It's heaven, isn't it?
You see? There are millions of people on Earth who would think it heaven to be a clerk. And don't say holy smoke.
Why not?
There's no smoke without fire. And we don't call smoke holy.
Thanks for the gin, section officer.
Boy, oh boy, home was nothing like this.
Mine was.
Sign here.
Oh, all right. I don't want to start those bells ringing.
When would I report?
I always hoped there would be dogs. Morning.
Morning.
Where do I go from here?
Huh?
I'm new. I only just arrived. Where do I report?
You mean the aerodrome?
Aerodrome? Where am I?
Huh?
This place. What's it called?
The Burrows.
The Burrows? Where?
Lee Wood.
Lee Wood?
Huh.
Do you know a house called Lee Wood House?
That's it. Where the smoke is, behind those trees.
Is that the quickest way?
There's a track from the beach. See that bike?
Who is it?
Dunno. One of the Yank girls. They live up at the house. What's wrong?
You're June.
You're Peter. How did you get here? I'm glad you're safe. What did you do? What happened?
Don't know. I just don't know.
Are you hurt?
My head feels a bit queer.
There's a little cut in your hair. It's nothing much. Oh, Peter, it was a cruel joke.
If it was, it was on me.
We've been crying so ever since we said goodbye.
Don't cry, darling.
Oh, Peter, darling.
$91,716 invoiced, $91,715
checked in. Conductor 71, conductor. It could
have happened to anybody. How did it happen?
Everything was calculated except for this accursed fog. The pilot jumped, he got lost in the fog. I missed him.
Flying Officer Trapshaw. You've been waiting all day for your pilot.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, over the channel, we ran into this ruddy pea super.
Aha.
Oh, excuse the language, ma'am. But really, it was so thick that you could have stepped out of the kite and walked about on it.
Sacré brouillard.
And he, the skipper, ordered everybody to bail out when we were over the coast. He knew his brolly, shoot, had been written off. He got a direct hit as he was bandaging me. But he didn't tell the others. I only knew about it because I'd bought it by then. I mean, I was dead.
I understand.
And I knew he'd be clocking in here, so I thought I'd stooge around and wait for him. This young lady is not to blame at all. I'm sorry if I broke the rules.
Thank you. 19 hours and 50 minutes have elapsed. Don't you know that any slip must be reported immediately? I lost my head. Not long in the service.
I joined in the so-called second germinal of the so-called glorious French Revolution.
I see. Natural death.
I lost my head.
The case is not so simple.
No?
No. He's fallen in love.
Ah. Oh.
It complicates things.
True, madame.
You must do your best.
Oui, madame.
You'll proceed to Earth immediately?
Oui, madame.
You'll explain your grave error to Squadron Leader Carter?
Oui, madame.
And ask him to follow you?
Oui, madame.
Wait. Your captain is not an unreasonable man, I hope.
The skipper? Oh, no, ma'am. Unless he's had a few, of course.
Pardon? Had a few?
Beers.
Oh, de la bière.
Ah, oui. Scotch being hard to come by, you know.
Naturellement.
By the way, monsieur, when you see Peter, would you give him a message for me?
Avec plaisir.
Just say, what ho.
Bon. One is starved for technicolor up there. What a night for love.
Drink, darling.
Mon ami?
Evening.
I think I keep these for a little. And how are you, my friend?
I've never been better. June, wake.
She cannot wake. We are talking in space, not in time. Are you cracked? Look at your watch. It has not moved since you said so charmingly, drink, darling. Nor will it move. Nor will anything move until we have finished our little talk. It is only a trick. Who are you? We should have met yesterday at 0410, mon cher. Unfortunately, I missed you.
You couldn't have missed me because I wasn't here. Now, who the...
I bring you a message from Mr. Trubshaw. Bob?
Bob's dead.
Oh, yes. He's dead. He says... What ho?
That sounds like Trubshaw. But he is dead, isn't he?
En effet. But how? Why?
Cannon shell.
And what should happen to a man who jumps from his aircraft without his parachute?
How do you know?
But it is I who am telling you, my friend. It is I. Your time was up. But they missed you because of your ridiculous English climate. I am French.
But what do you want now?
You, my friend.
What for?
To conduct you.
Where to?
To the training center.
Training for what?
For another world.
You don't mean...
But, my dear friend, that is just what I do mean.
Oh, this is absolutely fantastic. June! June!
All right.
And what if I refuse to go?
But you cannot refuse. Your time was up. Now, by mistake, you overstayed by about, speaking in time, of course, 20 hours. The advantage was exclusively yours. You lost nothing. You only gained.
What about her?
Excuse. You will see her again when her time comes. She will live to be 97. I looked her up in the files.
I'm in love with her.
But, my friend, what is love? The feeling of the moment. But I represent eternity, the law of this world and the other.
Good, but what is law?
Law is law.
Yes, but law is based on reason.
That is so.
Now, yesterday, I wasn't in love. Today, I am.
But, my friend, what is love? How many people are in love? Soldiers, airmen.
How many sailors?
Do they protest when their time is up?
No, they don't. They have no right.
Exactly.
But I have.
Why?
Look, I've fallen in love because of your mistake. I'm in an entirely different position from what I was in last night. Then, I expected to die, I was ready to die, and it wasn't my fault that I didn't, it was yours. What kind of government do you represent?
I do not represent any government.
Well, what laws govern the place you come from?
I am not permitted to express any political views.
Well, if it's a respectable place, there must be a law of appeal.
But my friend, be reasonable. Appeal to whom?
That's for you to find out.
But this has never been done.
Is that any reason why it can't be done now?
You are determined to get me into the salad.
And what about the salad you got me into?
Now, look here. You don't want me to use force, do you?
Well, you can always try.
I think I leave you for a little.
That's the form.
I shall report for instructions.
Now you're talking.
And do not fall any deeper in love now. You have been warned. She is charming.
You know, I think you're not a bad chap.
Do you play chess?
Yes.
So do I. We could play every day.
Some other time.
Next time, perhaps. Au revoir, mon ami.
Yes, I remember I did. What's the matter with me?
What is it? Is it your head again?
Might be, yes. An odd thing happened while you were asleep.
I haven't been asleep.
Didn't you hear us talking?
No. Who was there to talk to?
They sent somebody.
They? Who are they?
I don't know. June, do I look cracked?
Not to me, darling. Are you?
Look, there was a 10-tenths fog last night. That's right, isn't it?
You know there was.
And I did bail out without a parachute.
That's your story.
So how can I be alive?
I give up. I don't know and I don't care.
I had no parachute. It was shot up. And when I came to this morning, I had no parachute. Anyway, why wasn't I drowned?
You don't need to prove to me that you ought to be dead.
Well, I ought to be, according to this character.
What character?
Well, this conductor character they sent after me. He says he missed me in the fog.
Bad luck for them. Good luck for me.
I told him I was going to appeal. He's gone off to get instructions. Not my fault I'm not dead. Not my fault that I found you and fell in love with you. Maybe he wasn't here at all. Hey, you, Frenchman! Where are you?
What is it?
Oh, I've got an awful headache.
You?
Yes, Peter, of course I'm here. Oh,
I thought I'd lost you.
Dr. Easy's residence? Oh, good morning, Miss June. Yes, isn't it? The doctor's up in his thing, you know, his camera obscura. He's got his new lens from the shop this morning and it makes a lovely picture. He's taken the big white garden table to project on. You'll be glad you're coming over. He's showing it to the dogs now.
Ah, nice day. Mrs. Bidwell's ducks out too early. She'll lose all the eggs if she's not careful. Ah, the start of the cycling season. There's a hefty young girl. Time Mrs. Tucker went to get our rations. There she is. Oh, the vicar and his sister. Not coming here, I hope. No, good. Quite a queue at the butcher's. Must have some offal. Wonderful how the kids love playing in the splash. Just the same in my day. And that tree won't come down. Old Mary looking quite skittish. Sally Allgood getting herself dated up. Ah, here's June. Here she comes.
Pero qué bueno.